Hi, this is Ariana Rizania Kyle. Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you today?
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. If you can provide me with your zip code, I can better assist you.
My zip code is 23111.
I have 23111. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Steve Hollins.
Yes, sir. And can you verify the address we have on file?
7396 Kennebec Circle, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23111.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second while I verify that account and pull it up. And I'm sorry, what was the reason for the call again today?
Y'all took $56.95 out of my account, and I want to know what that's for.
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Give me 1 second while I wait for the computer to load, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir, I see here where you did the 5-day trial for the drill to enter and to win a drill. Give me 1 second, sir. She was. Give me 1 second. I'm still here, sir. Give me 1 second, okay? To look over there is better. Yes, sir. Okay, on the website, you did the drill kit. Yes, sir. In the terms and the conditions, it lets you know that you entered into a giveaway. So they haven't announced a giveaway, and you agreed that when you paid the $7.95. to place your order for a placement in the giveaway. So you pay $7.95 for a placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed the 5 days that you was billed for the price of what you was charged. That just increases your chance by 50% of winning. And it also enrolls you in the monthly subscription as well that you haven't been billed for that yet. And I also give you $125 gift card in your account. Hello, sir. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I never agreed to any of that.
Yes, sir. You just, so you do remember the drill.
Yeah, I remember the drill, and the lady told me it was $7.95 for shipping and handling. She never said anything about a $56.95 charge.
It was at the bottom, sir, of the page, the very bottom of the page. After it say order now, you're going to see secure transaction. And at the very bottom where it say copyright, all rights reserved, customer service number, and it have terms and conditions, private policy, and where to contact us at. And the terms and conditions that you supposed to have read upon purchasing, it does state that you agree to paying that price.
Well, I want that $56.95 put back into my account, and also the $7.95 for the shipping and handling.
You agreed to pay the shipping and handling, sir, when upon purchasing. That's shipping and handling price, sir. That was a agreed price that you had paid, agreed to pay. The $56.95 is also agreeing to being paid when you purchase this item because it was stated in the terms and conditions on the website when you purchase this, okay? So give me 1 second so I can provide you with a cancellation code. Yes, sir. Are you ready for the cancellation code?
Yeah.
It's going to be C as in call.
C. Okay.
262.
262.
08500.
I got 0 0.
8500.
0 0.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of noise in the background. I couldn't hardly hear you. Okay, that at 5695 will be put back into my account.
Yes, sir. But I see here where you also called in on. I also see where you called in on the 10th about this account, and they did explain the terms and conditions to you and how you were entered into the raffle entry. And it states that you agreed and understood that you was paying the shipping and handling on the 10th, sir. So on the 10th, when you called in about that $7.95 price, and when you called in asking about that account, you could have got all that situated then. But it states that you understood as well as you're stating to me that you knew you was paying the $7.95. Now with the $56.95, because it was stated in the terms and conditions, I can only give you a 35% refund of that, and I can have $19.93 in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So, you...
Is that correct, sir?
You're refunding me the $56.95 and 35% of the $7.95.
Sir, for the $7.95, when you paid the $7.95, you agreed to pay the shipping and handling, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the price that you agreed to pay, sir.
Okay.
I can't give you a refund on something you agreed to pay, because it was stated in the terms and conditions and when purchasing that item that you was going to pay the shipping and handling price, is that correct?
Okay. But you're gonna refund the $56.95.
I can give you 35% of that back, sir, because it's stated in their terms and conditions. But I can throw in my family and friends discount of 50% of that back, but that's the best I can do, sir. Which is $28.47 back.
I need to talk to your supervisor.
And I understand that, sir, but I'm more than happy to help you right here.
I need to talk to you. I need 100% of that. 56.
Yes, sir, but it was in there. It was stated in the terms and conditions upon purchasing this item that I just read back to you that you just told me that you agreed to pay, correct?
No, I agreed to the $7.95 shipping and handling. I didn't see anything about this $56.95.
Yes, sir. If you were to read the terms and conditions that were located at the bottom of the page, it does state that you was willing to pay that price.
I didn't see anything about that.
It was located at the bottom of the website, sir. Would you like the website number?
I want to talk to your supervisor.
Yes, sir, and I understand that. I'm more than happy to help you right here.
I want 100% of that $56.95.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get your ass for fraud.
I'm sorry, sir. Is it possible that you can do no language on the phone, please? I'm doing my best to try to make sure I get you satisfied and helped. As long as we're both on Thank you. Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay? I'm talking over my supervisor. Yes, sir. After talking it over my supervisor, I am able to give you 75% of your refund back of the $56.95, and I can have the $42.71 in the account ending in 4793 within 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. But that's the best I can do, sir, because you did agree on a recorded line to pay that price that was issued in the terms and conditions.
Put your supervisor on the phone.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that.
Okay. I'm going to get you for fraud. I'm going to let my bank handle it. Because I didn't see anything about this $56.95.
Yes, sir. It was stated in the terms and conditions. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, so the $56.95 was already refunded to your account. Anything else I can help you with?
The $56.95.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with?
The $56.95 is going to be refunded?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Anything else I can help you with today?
That's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful holiday.
You do.